sustained sales, and loyal clientele. In any company, everyone should pitch in to attract and keep good customers. Forget fancy ads and overhyped sales pitches. What counts is putting customers first. Prioritize them over endless meetings and paperwork. The key is being customer-driven. The best marketers are always selling, whether they're part of a big sales team or running their own gig. To keep customers happy, hire folks who truly value them and teach them how to go the extra mile. Give them the power to make things right when customers aren't satisfied. Once customers feel like they're not getting their money's worth, they'll bolt, and getting them back is tough. Distinct division and identification of brands for clarity and recognition. To market effectively, you need to divide your potential buyers into groups and focus on the ones that suit your company best. Think of your customers in four categories. 1. Sophisticated and okay. These are big companies and skilled negotiators. They might buy in large quantities, even if it's at lower margins. 2. Unsophisticated and okay. These customers rely on you for advice and support. While they might buy less each time, you make better profits from them. 3. Sophisticated and not okay. These customers come with risks and low profits. They often take ages to make decisions and pay their bills. 4. Unsophisticated and not okay. These smaller customers don't value your product much, and they can cause trouble, like lawsuits. Decide what's okay and not okay for your company, and target your marketing to the okay customers. Remember, not every customer is right for you. It's okay to let go of the ones that aren't a good fit, and focus on treating the right ones like royalty. Apply 7 growth levers effectively for business expansion. Here are action plans to boost revenues using 7 growth strategies. 1. Innovate and create new products. 2. Get more customers in current and new markets. 3. Find fresh ways to use existing products for existing customers. 4. Keep customers from leaving. 5. Raise prices. 6. Look for companies to buy. 7. Find ways to make more people want your product. Create a system for each growth strategy. Designate a file, notebook, or key employee for each method. Then, develop and put into action plans for each approach. Always protect and nurture your brand. Don't just manage it, embrace and embody it every day to avoid crucial errors. For instance, when Quaker Oats bought Snapple, they ditched its cozy image, including the cherished Snapple lady. Quaker marketers found the image old-fashioned, but it was vital to Snapple's charm. Sales dropped until a new team bought the brand and brought back its original personality. Consider dollars and cents. When you're selling something, always think about how much it's worth in dollars. This is called dollarization, figuring out the exact money value of a product. It's not just about saying it's great, it's about putting a number on it. You should use dollarization to decide whether to go ahead with a new product or not, and also to decide on the price. Your price should match up with what your product is worth to the customer, how much they benefit compared to what they pay. A lot of times marketers don't charge enough for their products. But if you've got a good product, don't be afraid to put a high price on it based on its real value. Just make sure you explain to your sales team, your distributors, and your customers why it's worth that much. The problem with pricing too low is that it makes people think your product isn't worth much. Raising the price can make you more money, even more than cutting costs or selling more units. So, don't underestimate your product. Give it the price it deserves. Maximize sales. Customers purchase products because they want to feel good or solve a problem, either by avoiding a loss or gaining something. You should put a price tag on the benefits they get from your product, making it worth more than what you're charging. Instead of just selling products, focus on selling the benefits they bring. Boost sales by refining product selling strategies. Instead of telling customers how much they could save with our product, we'll show them what might happen if they don't have it. People are more likely to buy when they realize the consequences of not having our solution. We'll break it down for them, showing the hourly, weekly, or yearly cost of missing out. When making investment choices, we'll think about whether it helps sell more of what we offer. We'll focus all our sales efforts on the end customer. Even if we make parts for other products, like wheels for lawnmowers, it's the end customer's choice that matters most. Their buying decisions affect how much the manufacturer needs from us. When things are slow in the market, slashing prices might seem like a quick fix, but beware, doing that often triggers a price war. Sure, it's a win for customers, but it's a major blow for your business and the whole industry. Instead, focus on ways to boost your market share. Get creative with promoting and selling your products. Craft a clear, concise brand name. Choose a brand name that matches how you want to sell the product to your target customers. Don't use initials or overly technical terms. Find a name that connects to what the product does or the good things it offers, like Pampers does for diapers. Keep it related to the main perks of your product, like Healthy Choice does for healthy food. Or pick a name that shows what the brand is like Obsession does for perfume. Just make sure the name doesn't have any negative meanings. For example, Stick It was a bad choice for a glue pencil because it made people think of sharp objects and violence, not sticking things together. Enhance ads for better engagement. To make sure people notice our product in ads, we need to include our brand name in the headlines. Otherwise, customers might miss it. It's also important to avoid using personal pronouns like we or us in the headlines. Instead, focus on the benefits customers get from our product. For example, instead of saying, "Crunch the difference," be clear about the benefit. Our candy bar has 14% more peanuts than any other candy bar. This way, customers know exactly what sets our product apart. Avoid using ineffective words in advertising. While words like new, free, try, and you are effective, some words can harm your ad's impact. Personal pronouns and vague adjectives like less or speedy are among them. Instead, use specific numbers and facts to make your message more convincing. Instead of claiming to offer a solution, explain the problem you solve. Instead of boasting about a quality product, list its specific traits. For instance, a company once used a headline that said, "Our superior technology, plus our outstanding quality, equals solutions that make a difference." This is too vague to mean anything significant. Enhance customer relations for better connections and understanding. Make sure all your customer communications are consistent. Use the same message across everything: letterhead, brochures, ads, website, trucks, uniforms, anything representing your company. If something doesn't match, fix it. UPS is a good example. They always use the same shade of brown. Look at your company's products and promotions from your customer's perspective. Pretend to be a customer and call your call center to see how they respond. Send in your own advertising response cards and see what you get. Visit the stores or dealers that sell your products and check how they display and price them. If you find any problems, figure out ways to fix them and make things better. Improve customer experience. Let's break down barriers that can make customers hesitate or feel frustrated. Sometimes, warning signs at places like dry cleaners can scare customers away for no reason. For example, when they list all the things they won't take responsibility for, it can make people worry unnecessarily. Another thing that can put customers off is when businesses don't accept certain credit cards. Imagine a resort not taking American Express because it charges a bit more than other cards. The resort might save a little money, but it could lose out on big sales. For instance, it might lose a $3,000 booking just to avoid paying $30 in fees. Make sure you genuinely thank your customers regularly. Like, write, "Thank you" on the packages you send out. And get your salespeople to send handwritten thank you notes to their customers. But don't do those big thank you messages on billboards or ads like, "Thanks for letting us celebrate 30 years. They don't show real gratitude. Additional marketing advice. 1. Skip the teaser ads. Announce when new products are coming instead. 2. Use straightforward ads that directly sell your product to your target audience. 3. Focus on the money-saving benefits of your product rather than its uniqueness. 4. During a recession, be aggressive in marketing. Launch new products fast and emphasize how they save time and money. 5. Maintain quality and convenience. Cutting corners devalues your product. Instead, find ways to reduce manufacturing costs and maximize your advertising budget. Take a second look at your old products, ads, and promotions. Sometimes, the best ideas just need a little dusting off. Your past successes could hold real gems waiting to shine again. Maybe the concept is still relevant today, or perhaps it just needs a modern twist. Key points. 1. Prioritize customer satisfaction over flashy ads and meetings. Loyal customers drive sustained sales. 2. Divide customers into 4 categories based on sophistication and value. Focus on those who align with your company's goals. 3. Implement 7 growth strategies to expand business effectively, from innovation to customer retention. 4. Utilize dollarization to determine product value and pricing, ensuring customers see the benefits. 5. Enhance sales by emphasizing product benefits, refining selling strategies, and avoiding price wars. 6. Craft clear brand names and ads that highlight product benefits for better engagement and recognition. 7. Improve customer relations and experience by maintaining consistency, addressing barriers, and valuing feedback.